This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, man, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610 on a Tuesday. Hope you're having a good one. Always get involved with the program by texting in to the text line 713-572-4610, like this friend here from the 281. Maybe y'all mention it, and if you did, I apologize. But what's up with Christian Harris? And if we could rank the texts that we get on this here text line, that's a top 10 text. We get that all the damn time, all season long. Have we heard anything about Christian Harris? And you know what? I'm going to see if I can do something for you, all right? Yeah. Right? Call me 21. I might be able to do something for you. Fig, we got this? Okay. So, D'Amico Ryans obviously spoke to the assembled media yesterday, as he does on Mondays after a game, on Sunday at least. And he will speak again tomorrow on Wednesday. And we'll probably hear from again on Friday, because D'Amico Ryans, that's his job. Mm-hmm. But within the course of it, the job of the media is to ask some of these questions, turn them around like the good folks want to know, like, what's happening with Christian Harris? And D'Amico Ryans was asked that, and this was his robust, verbose answer.
This week, of course. He's good to go. Christian Harris, too. Is he back?
You're going to ask me about Christian every week. I'll let you know when Christian is back.
But no practice this week for him?
I'll let you know when Christian is back.
The success.
That was it.
Man.
That was the whole, I'll let you know when Christian is back.
I'll get back to you.
You ask me about that every week.
The happy smiley nice D'Amico. For the most part, you can hear underneath it, though, it was a little bit of frustration. And I was kind of surprised, like, where this defensiveness came from.
Because it ain't great. I mean, I think we can kind of interpret it, and it's just an interpretation. It's not, any inside info or anything. But it ain't great with Christian Harris. I mean, we saw it happen on the field. They tried to bring him back. He got hurt, and then he's out. And he'll let us know. So the fact that he's saying, I'll let you know, whereas this is a good week for D'Amico Ryans. Like he's feeling it. He's feeling good. He's talking about Jordan Love. You know, we mentioned that with B. Scott. He's talking about, you know, the running game. And we've got all these things that we can dig in on with D'Amico Ryans.
Correct.
But ask about Christian Harris, I'll let you know.
Right. And obviously the reason why we continue asking, if you're unsure, Christian Harris went on the injured reserve list, was after week one. They tried to get him to go.
Yeah.
And it just did not go. All right. Understand that happens in football. So once you're on the injured reserve, you're eligible to return 4 weeks later. That would have been what? After week
two
five?
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Two weeks ago, in fact. Mm-hmm. And hey, Christian Harris comes open. We heard nothing. He was asked. No news on Christian Harris. We'll let you know. Again. No news on Christian Harris. Hey, what's happening to Christian Harris? We'll let you know. And now he is getting upset with that with us as we continue to ask. But again, no news on Christian Harris. Mm-hmm. And we've heard nothing, and we haven't heard any reason as to why this would continue to string on. And so that is the frustration. I know for me personally, I'm sure for a lot of the fans, as some people are like, yeah, this is a big linebacker problem. And I think the linebacker problem goes wider than Christian Harris, because if Christian Harris isn't coming back and we don't know when he comes back, right? They'll let us know. Now, what light does that put into this week? Now, this week you got a big win against the Patriots, which was great.
Yeah,
Aziz Alshaire misses time during the course of this game with a knee, as we like to say in this. He has two, in fact, but yeah, with a knee injury, and he tried to get back on the field. Maybe that's not a big deal. Maybe it is. We'll ultimately see. Especially tomorrow will be big in that, when we start seeing
injury
guys
report, et cetera,
injury report and those things. Henry To'oTo'o, I really emphasize these parentheses in his name, and I know that's not exactly how you're supposed to say his name. I'm sorry. You'll have to forgive me. But
Henry enters the concussion protocol after this game. And so those are your two starting linebackers. And not only are those your two starting linebackers, those are the linebackers that have played a vast majority of the snaps at linebacker for this team thus far. Should they be somehow unavailable, Christian Harris would be the guy that you were like, okay, well, he steps in and he gives you that high-level play against a Packers team that is good and is going to really test you.
Yeah.
Is this an issue for these Texans?
Well, you asked the question, do the Texans have a linebacker problem? The answer is this week, absolutely yes.
Okay.
And let me explain it. Concussion protocol, the vast, vast majority of times when you enter concussion protocol, you're not back the next week. Like, it's got to be over 90%. It's at least 2 weeks. So if he's in the protocol, Toa Toa, I wouldn't expect him back this week. Al-Shaair, a knee.
I don't know exactly what the extent is. Obviously, we haven't gotten much there as well.
Yeah.
But that could be an issue, at the very least.
A knee means, you know, who knows? And we'll find out, as you said, more clarity
and it was
starting
great.
Tomorrow.
It was great that
he did get back on the field.
He tried to re-enter the game.
But then you're talking adrenaline, you're talking whatever, you know,
whatever
medications.
You mean. I was like, whatever you mean, something that's in a syringe, right? When you say whatever.
Whatever medications, we'll put it that way, might have been involved. So Toa Toa is not exactly, you know, going to inspire you that he's going to play, but we'll see, you know, this week, especially, you know, Wednesday, Thursday. Then you get into the Jake Hansen special teams guy that maybe, you know, when the game's out of hand, as he did, you know, on Sunday, plays a little bit. But
and he was fine. Like, I don't think there's anything to say negative.
Christian Harris is a no-go. I mean, maybe if you have to, you know, interpret what D'Amico Ryan said, I'll let you know. That doesn't mean this weakness.
And that's not just, hey, what's his injury? I'll let you know. That's, is he practicing this week?
I'll let you know.
Which, that's as good as saying no, although also,
I mean,
not good, because, again, it continues to leave this up to speculation as opposed to giving us some level of information that we could then hold on to and work off of.
Yeah, and then, oh, by the way, the Green Bay Packers are going to try to run the bleep out of the ball on you. They got a lot of running backs. They got a lot of ways to come at you. So, questions. Let's just leave it at that. Question marks. Toa Toa, Christian Harris, Al-Shaair, and what else? I mean, this week, the answer is this week they have a linebacker.
Yeah, somebody asked yesterday on the text line if, hey, do you think that the Texans would be interested in Devin White? And my initial reaction was, or not interested, should be, because again, I don't know exactly what in that building they are interested in, and it'd be a fool's errand for me to say definitively that I had some level of inclination in that situation. But my instant reaction was no, because Devin White, it feels like he's had a big fall from grace, when it came to his time in Tampa with the Bucs. And then ultimately, when he made it to the Eagles, that was a team that was needy for linebacker.
Let him go.
Couldn't get on the field and ultimately got let go well before the end of the season. However, I look around and I go, well, okay, I don't think that they would go and get him, but like depth-wise, you might need him, because even if you lose those top two guys, now you are running out, as you mentioned, Hansen and Neville Hewitt, who admittedly came in and acquitted himself well during the course of this game.
He was terrific considered.
Came up, hit. It seems like that is one thing that you cannot say that Neville Hewitt is not going to do, is hit. He seems to take some level of pleasure in going and hitting somebody on a football field.
How about that top of the rope move that he had
a couple weeks ago? Yeah, out here pulling out a little bit of the WWE on fools. The RKO out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I feel good about that portion of this, but he has a noted kind of, what's the right way of saying it? There's a little deficiency when we started talking.
He's got a very defined role.
I like the way you did that.
He's got a very defined.
Much better than what I was going to say. I'm so appreciative that you stepped in that moment, because I was going to be mean for no reason.
His very defined role is limited, you know, but that might be where you have to go this week. Al-Shaair is going to be enormous because there is not going to be, in my view, Christian Harris, and there is not going to be, in my view, Henry Toa Toa. I looked up the numbers. It's been several months, but maybe even last year. Like, the number of players that go into concussion protocol and play the next week is really low. Like, really low.
Yeah, and somebody on the text line reminded us, well, Josh Allen went back into the game. Clearly,
there are exceptions.
After getting knocked out. He didn't enter the protocol, though.
And he was never in it.
Right?
Yeah.
But I hear what you're saying.
I think the NFL checked on that, too. Like, yo, did y'all follow the rules?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they said they followed the rules. They said that they followed their own rules.
It was his chest, Figgy. It was his chest.
Very good. if you say so. But, yeah, like, I I'd be lying if I said that this is not going to be a space that I'm watching in the course of this week, particularly tomorrow with practice, once we get injury reports and as we move towards it, because this could pose an interesting challenge. We already know the middle of the field passing-wise is going to be interesting. But, yeah, Neville Hewitt, if he has to get out here and drop back in coverage, and maybe I'll do the thing where I make the comparison so absurd that y'all don't get mad at me for pointing out that maybe there's a little bit less than desired there, which is, you remember that play a couple of weeks ago that I was fawning over where you have Azeez Al-Shaair running with the guy and then ultimately going and making a, making a pass breakup, defending a pass?
Yeah.
Neville Hewitt ain't doing that.
No, he's not. It's a very defined role. That he has, and so, he will be picked on. See, that's the other thing.
Tucker Kraft out there looking at it like this.
That's exactly where I was going.
This might be food.
Yeah, Tucker Kraft. If you haven't heard of him, he is a rising tight end in this league. Like he is really making a lot of plays. They're going to exploit that. The Green Bay Packers, as we sit here today, going into week 7, are the number 2 rushing team overall as a team in the NFL. Like number 2, so they're going to come at you. You're going to need your linebackers. Defensive tackle becomes a premium, free up those linebackers.
Welcome back to the game, Danico Autry, baby.
Yeah. So, I mean, do they have a linebacker problem? Absolutely this week.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, let's hear from D'Amico Ryans about his confidence in this linebacker room.
I'm really proud of Neville, and for him to step up in the game when Azeez went down, I thought Neville played really well for us. He was physical. He was flying around, being disruptive. So really proud of Neville on, even on a week where he didn't get many of the reps in practice, he went out and he did his job and did it really well. And with the linebacker spot, we'll see where our guys are this week with Azeez and Henry, see where they are. But some guys have to step up in that role and be able to produce for us.
I mean, pretty standard fare there from the head coach of the team, and you expect nothing less, especially immediately after that game. Of course, you want to give Neville Hewitt his due, because that is true. He did not have a lot of reps coming in, and he steps in immediately, and he is disruptive, and he is very good at what he is asked to do in that situation. I just wonder if the potential, if the next game sees him asked to do more and different, what that looks like. And so I admit, I'm getting out ahead of this. We have not even gotten into practice ahead of the week for the Green Bay Packers.
No, I think this is a great question. In fact, as we start leaning into Wednesday and we start looking forward to Green Bay, I think this is something that a lot of people are going to be talking about, because we're going to see the injury report. We're going to know where these guys are, if they're on the field at all. But no, I think it's a really good question, because what they do with a very good young tight end and running the ball like crazy, the premium is on the linebackers.
Yeah, so
the premium is on the linebackers.
Again, I will use a phrase that I've already begun to overuse, and I will not apologize for it. Watch this space.
Yeah,
when it comes to the linebackers, what's happened with Henry Toto, and what's happening with Azeez Al-Shaair? Someone from the 832 said asked, "What about Hassan Reddick? He has gotten his freedom to be able to look for a trade from the Jets. He has not played for them." But
he's not exactly what you're looking for.
He's not what you're looking for. No. I don't think that you need him. He is a pass rusher.
Yeah.
He is not a stand-up linebacker, and I don't think that that's what you're looking for at all in this particular situation. McAfee show, and Aaron Rodgers is doing his hit, and all of a sudden here walks in Devontae Adams. Man, they are doing circus stuff at this point.
Dude, I know you shouldn't do that. I just looked up, and Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
And what was y'all talking about earlier?
He spent the night at his house.
It looked like that's exactly what he did.
Just having a homeboy sleepover. Hey,
you can see his spend the night bag in
spend
the back.
Spend the night bag. That's backpack. Crazy.
He's got a backpack working.
He got a spend the night bag.
Dude, don't try to tell me, I found out when you found out. Oh, you did.
Oh, I haven't talked to him about this at all.
Get out of here with that nonsense. That's one of the funniest things I've seen on TV today.
he just slid it. You know how Collinsworth used to slide in on the Sunday Night Football? Here come Devontae Adams out of nowhere. Hey, all right, you wildin'. I'm not saying that out loud from the Twitch. I don't like the insinuation of what you're doing there.
Yeah.
But there he is, hanging out with his homeboy. Man, that's got to homeboy Hall of Famers there.
Yeah.
Right, Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, this is the tough thing. I don't think you can put Aaron Rodgers in the homeboy Hall of Fame, because he is, kind of not helped a lot of homeboys from time to time.
Well, he's helped that one.
I think it's ultimately kind of a net
he's
neutral.
He's helped that one.
Randall Cobb has gotten a lot of burn because of Aaron Rodgers.
Man. Randall Cobb's career was extended.
Aaron Lazard right now.
He wouldn't have been in the league if it wasn't for Aaron Rodgers. He would have, like, at least a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been in the league.
We was the stupid fools that actually gave Randall Cobb a big contract.
You're not the only ones.
That's like LeBron and what's his name that followed him to Cleveland?
Oh, who was it?
Are you talking about Dwayne?
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot. I was thinking
you got James Jones.
Oh, James Jones following him everywhere. Yeah.
You got Damon Jones.
Damon Jones. Damon is the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
Kendrick Perkins tried to get in there too at one point.
James Jones got the exact equal number of titles of LeBron James, at least before the Lakers one, because he was with them all the way there. But yeah, shout out to the homeboy Hall of Famer. Or at least a homeboy Hall of Fame candidate, Aaron Rodgers, with his homeboy sliding in on another homeboy situation because he's sitting down with his guy, right? When it comes to the Pat McAfee, you know, the reason he does that all the time is because he's good with him.
Yeah.
So, shout out to them. All right, okay. Now I got to be a homeboy Hall of Famer. Geek on the YouTube said, why Figgy look like the Black Joker? Don't do that.
Oh, man.
Don't do that to my boy.
Oh, man.
Please don't.
That's going to have to be my Halloween costume.
Actually,
That's not a bad one.
I wish they hadn't said that because I can see it now.
Yeah.
I can see it now. Oh well.
Yeah, hate to say it, it's not original though. I get that all the time.
Oh yeah.
Well, and Mardi Gras.
That'd be a good one though. Boss Lady here has a Halloween party every year.
Yeah, you better get ready for it too.
Yeah, I don't. I have no idea what I'm doing for that. I have to figure.
Just put on
out.
A Jaylen Brown jersey.
Jaylen Brown jersey. Or a James Harden one. Some people have gone to as well. All right, that might be a fallback if I can't come up with something later. All right, you're listening to In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is about time for us to get our lunchtime confessions. We'll do that next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
How many times you've heard a head coach say, it's about accountability, you got to be accountable for yourself? How many times have you heard that?
Plenty.
Too many.
Plenty.
Way, way, way too many. So there's certain things that we all hate, from it is what it is, you know, little stupid sayings like that.
No, I'm actually very good at this. I, in fact, love it.
To other things that just bother us, just irk us. When a player takes their kids to the podium.
Or coach.
Well, I'm getting there.
Uh-oh.
It just irks me. It's a human shield, brother. It's a human shield, and it's weak, and it's weak, and you're mentally weak, and you're being defensive and deflective. But when a head coach does it,
yes,
a head coach who always preaches about accountability,
yeah,
not one,
yeah,
not two, but three kids.
Some of those weren't even his, I'm pretty sure. He was just out here collecting kids. Hey, anybody got some kids? Yeah,
I got to the podium. I need more kids. I need more kids at the podium.
I have a child.
Three kids. Nick Sirianni to the podium. Damian Woody, preach.
What's this clown behavior, bro? This dude is a clown. Like, seriously. You going to seriously talk trash to the fans?
Your own fans.
Your own fans. Like, people come out here and pay big money to come out and watch you put a product out on the field. When you don't perform well, they have every right to boo you.
Damn right.
And you're going to get it all in your feelings because fans are booing you because your team stinks? Like, bro, come on. And then you brought up in our meet, like, oh, then you're going to bring your kids into the post game to kind of soften the blow from what reporters might ask you. This dude is a straight clown, bro. Like, I just don't have any respect for what this man is doing. Y'all barely beat the god-awful Cleveland Browns, and then you want to talk trash to the fans. Get the hell out of here.
Man, I thought players taking kids to the podium irked me. It pales in comparison. I wish I could go back and I was in Philadelphia. Well, I don't wish I was in Philadelphia, but if I were in Philadelphia, I'd go back and say and count the times that Nick Sirianni used the word accountability. You unaccountable clown.
Oh, okay, that's not the word I thought was coming there. Very good. I don't know which one I thought it was, but I thought it'd be a bad one.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And by the way, just as an addition to that Nick Sirianni story, yesterday on his video conference availability, he said that he apologized, quote, "I was trying to bring energy and enthusiasm yesterday. I'm sorry and disappointed at how my energy was directed at the end of the game."
Oh, but that's about the fans.
That's about the
he
fans.
He still brought the... He didn't apologize.
Sorry, I offended
kid.
You.
He didn't, yeah.
What? Oh, so you're offended by him being a father, Lopez?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
In this case, I am. In this case, I am.
Unbelievable. Watch this. In the course of that confession, you said brother when you sounded kind of like a Hulk Hogan. Yeah. However, in a different way, I think I'm becoming the old black man now. I'm only 32 years of age, soon to be 33 coming April. But I realized, particularly yesterday, was it yesterday? Yeah, that I'm becoming an old black man, and that I start calling everybody brother. How you doing, bro? What's happening, brother? How you living, brother? You good, brother?
You got to pick your spots, man.
I know. But where it really hit me, and I'm trying to remember who in particular, and now I'm really falling into stereotypes because I'm just, right now I'm seeing generic white man. I can't remember which generic white man. And I was just, it was to a white dude. And I was like, yeah, brother, how you doing? And I was like, oh, okay, you're just doing this to everybody.
This is just, you told yourself that.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, okay.
That's where I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I feel like I've fallen into a place where I'm, and Fig, you know what I'm talking about, that old black dude. That's just, how's it hanging, brother? How's it going, brother?
Yeah. What's going on, brother?
How you doing? Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I'm just doing this. So I've realized.
Hey, own it. Just pick your spots.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just going to lean in. Other times I'd be like, man, I need to correct that. I think I'm just going to become that guy because it also helps me not have to remember names nearly as much.
That's why people say it.
Everybody's brother.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're doing good here, brother. Watch this.
I say this probably like five times a year, man, but I really need to learn Spanish. Man. Like, seriously, I really need to sit down. I need to take a class.
There's an app for that.
And just learn. No, I need to be in the school.
He said I need assignments.
I need homework. I need all of that stuff, man, because I had to go to the new house. And I guess the builder forgot something in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go and let them in, and I guess he sent a buddy over there.
So yeah,
the guy ain't no Spanish,
no English,
and I was sitting there, so my wife left a list.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can you go? She thought the builder was going over there.
Yeah.
But somebody else. So he had no idea what I was saying. I had no idea what he was saying.
Oh, that stinks.
We was just like,
call me.
Yeah, I wouldn't
pick up the phone.
Here's my translator. Listen,
no, I've done that. I've done that for a lot of people.
See, I thought about that after the fact. In the moment, I'm sitting there like, we both had our hands up.
Yeah.
And he was trying to talk. He was trying to get me to understand. I'm like, brother, you got to.
Yeah.
I'm
hey, like, you said might, brother.
Yeah. Like, fam, you got to just stop talking. At this point, it's not helping at all.
But even like the app anything. Will help you with that, like conversational Spanish.
And the thing, I tried to break out. So I have a translator app.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone on the text line was trying to say
I tried to go to it. It froze up. In the time. So I'm just like, I had him wait. I was like, one moment.
Yeah.
I was sitting there like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And my phone was ended up
so crashing. How did it play out?
Nothing. I just told him peace.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I had nothing else to say. He got what he came there to get.
Yeah.
And we had other questions, so it was nothing else there was no more talking.
Yeah.
So I felt really bad, and I'm like, man, I gotta learn Spanish, man. I felt like that would be super impressive for me to just...
Like, even just to get by at restaurants and in that situation.
Yeah, in a situation like that, yeah, like, I was totally lost.
The only problem about that app, you'd be working on that app for 2-3 years and still feel like when you get into that situation...
You feel like choking.
You end up at the La Michoacana or whatever, and you end up at Taqueria Sarandas, and they're like, all right, are you ready to order? And you're like,
it's Taqueria Sarandas.
I'll have the grilled beef.
Numero tres.
Yeah. I'll have this one right here.
Yeah, this one right here.
Point at it. Yeah, point at it. Watch this. These are my confessions. So Jerry Jones flat out threatened to replace a radio host in Dallas.
Man.
Flat out. Unquestioned, right? I'll get somebody else to ask that question. So it had me wondering. I wonder if any part of Reggie was like, dang, I could have had that job that Jerry's filling.
I like those guys a lot.
That could be me.
I like those guys
a lot. I could take that job. I could take that job.
Buddy, I think I gave you the confession at one time that like, or we were talking about questions. It was a question of the day or something, mm-hmm. like the situation that you were least prepared for.
Yeah.
And you remember what mine was?
What was it?
I had to fill in on a day where we were interviewing Jerry Jones. I don't want that problem. I don't want them problems. For who? Yeah. For what? Right?
Could have had that job.
And also, if I'm being completely honest, morning show. God bless the folks that do it. Mm-hmm. I am not a morning owl.
Well, there is that.
And so I would have to really put in some work to get myself in that situation. No, I love it. It was good. Those guys. They do a good job. And yeah, they'll handle that a lot better than I would. Watch this. These are my confessions. I think Lopez is trying to set me up.
How's that?
So tomorrow we will be having we'll be having a wonderful guest who wrote a book about Hakeem Olajuwon. It's called Dream. Her name is Mirren Fader. Mm-hmm. She's very, very good. I'm excited to talk to her. And she's also going to be in town later in the week doing a signing.
A Q&A kind of signing
type thing mm-hmm. at a bookstore. Well, Lopez was supposed to be able to, you know.
I committed to it.
He committed to, you know, being the
Browse's
moderator
bookstore.
In that situation, except. He not doing that.
Oh, man. You backed out?
Yeah, he backed
out. No, I got a text yesterday afternoon.
Slime ball.
No. I got a text yesterday afternoon.
Look at this guy.
Don't forget dinner Thursday for my daughter-in-law's birthday.
And he had forgotten.
I'd forgotten. That's where I screwed up. I forgot about the dinner with
him. Either way, go, man.
You need to be using that calendar.
I always do. Except I put everything on the calendar,
forgot her birthday,
that's
man.
Well, I didn't forget her birthday. I forgot to put it on the calendar.
He knew it was Thursday. He just wasn't going to be there. That's all.
Man.
So you're trying to make him out to worse than he was.
Dang, however, so you like my mother. Get my birthday.
So that's part of it, but that's not, like that. You know, it doesn't have to do with me, so why do I care? But the setup part is, well, you need someone else to fill in that situation.
Yeah.
And he was like, Reggie, you could do that. And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
And so he let it be known to the authorities, the people that be. Reggie is a great basketball historian. I was like, hold on, man.
Oh, man.
Basketball historian?
Look, I love me. D1.
I love me some hoops. Please understand. I love me some hoops. The history of the game has always been interesting to me. Basketball historian. They're going to be expecting something that I'm not.
Well, see, this is where, you know, where you have to become something of a wordsmith. I didn't say how far back his history.
He knows everything about the history of basketball dating back to 2020.
He's an encyclopedia when it comes to basketball.
I said basketball historian. I didn't say, like, forever. Like, you know, you can go back to 2015. You know, you go back to that. He's got you covered.
I think he set me up. They're going to start asking me about George Mikan and such.
Yeah, exactly.
Expecting me to tell you stuff about him.
You are a basketball historian.
I feel like people know who George Mikan is, right? Right?
Pretty much. Watch this. These
are my confessions. Man, I'm really liking this Facebook Marketplace, man.
Oh, you in? We're furnishing the house,
I'm all in, man. So, a couple things I got off of Facebook Marketplace. The wifey got off of Facebook Marketplace. Mm-hmm. We got like a $2,000 microwave. It's like a drawer microwave.
Okay.
I was about to say, I was like, how did they make the $2,000 microwave? Man. I see what you mean.
Yeah. So it was only, she got it for only $350.
Wow.
So that was.
What does this microwave do? Is it convection?
I never even heard of it until she rung it up.
Mm-hmm.
But
I bet you it's a convection oven too, which is awesome.
It could be. Yeah. It better be for that price.
Well, you're not paying that price though, are you?
Yeah. No.
Well, still $350 for
$350. Yeah. I just want a little microwave from Walmart to put on the counter.
Yeah.
But also got a refrigerator off of Facebook Marketplace.
Ah.
So it was a liquidation place that had a bunch of refrigerators.
Don't leave out the big part. People have been looking out for the refrigerator for you.
I know. So this one is a Samsung Bespoke 4. I think it's a 4-door with a screen on and all that stuff. Only $400.
Right. That's the one you can play games on your refrigerator.
That's right. Yeah. I could put Spotify, all that stuff.
Yeah,
on
while you wait for the spaghetti to heat up in the drawer microwave, you can play some Candy Crush on the fridge.
I know. So this was why it was $400. Mm-hmm. So the left panel was cracked.
Yeah.
But that was it. It was none. Everything else was brand new. All you got to do is replace the panel.
Yeah, and you can.
Yep. So all overall, I'm probably paying like $600 for this refrigerator that's like over $2,000.
Yeah.
But I'm all in on Facebook Marketplace. I've been looking on there all night. Like, what can I buy?
Sometimes when you go on Facebook Marketplace, and I'm not trying to scare you away from it, but maybe I am subconsciously. You get into some little shady deals here.
Oh,
and there.
Yeah. You can peep out the because I used to look on eBay a lot for certain stuff. And when stuff don't look right, she's like, nah, that's a scam. Because I didn't, like, it was one time I was looking for a car and was just kind of looking, and they had a car for like $50. It's like, come on now.
Yeah.
Like, you just a car lot trying to get me out there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it is.
Exactly.
But, no, you can find some good stuff on there, especially from some good, genuine people that's just trying to get rid of stuff.
Sure.
And that's how we came across that microwave. We had to go out to Montgomery to get it, but.
Well, that's a pretty good hike.
Yeah, but the lady was super sweet.
Nice.
Excellent. Very nice. 713, people keep sending advice to Fig for his house. Figgy, after you move the refrigerator, do not plug it in right away. Let the refrigerator sit where it is.
Yes.
Going to be in your kitchen for 2 to 3 hours to let everything settle before you plug in.
Yeah, all the stuff in the Freon pipes, all the coolant in the pipes and stuff, it's got to settle back down.
I need to let her know that because we're supposed to be getting it today.
Don't plug it in for about 2 or 3 hours.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
today I've learned.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so when it get delivered, just let it sit.
Don't plug it in for a couple hours.
Okay.
Yeah. Just let it marinate.
All that stuff. You know how it has those little coils in the back? All that stuff's got to settle.
See, you saying all this extra stuff. You just got to say, just let it marinate. You know what it means.
Let me text her right
just
now.
Let it marinate. Just text her. Let the fridge marinate before you plug it in. She's going to be like, what? Reggie
just
made
do
me
what
do
I
it.
Ask.
Reggie made me do it. that's Lunchtime Confessions
Woman.
Here. Okay. All right. We were so close. We were very close. We were so close. This is why you keep forgetting dinners and such. All right.
Exactly.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into college football on a Tuesday where what a fun week of football. Let's break into all that.
Yep.
Next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on a Tuesday in H-Time. Hope you're having a blast. Let's get into some college football on a Tuesday. Fun weekend of stuff. Ended up having quite a few games that were really interesting, including, obviously, the biggest rivalry in the SEC.
Is it?
That's right. Biggest rivalry in the SEC. Texas OU, OU Texas, the Red River Showdown, all those things.
You're such a newbie.
What you mean?
You're such a newbie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think Alabama Auburn might have something to say about that.
Nobody cares.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Nobody cares. Mm-mm. Okay.
Yep. Clearly.
You're still showing your newbiness.
This is the one that matters the most. But yeah, Texas handled up.
Ever seen the Egg Bowl?
What is that?
Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
You say they sell eggs?
That's the Egg Bowl.
I don't know what he's talking about. And in the course of this,
go back to the Big 12.
First of all, you want to go with them?
No, I'm good.
Okay, very good. No, Oklahoma just—it's very evident that the offense is not nearly up to snuff. They just—they're wasting a defense that is really good. Just had—they've had 5 wide receivers injured during the course of this, and it showed. And so, obviously, jokes aside, this typically is one of the few rivalries that you really can say that anything can happen no matter what the teams look like coming in. Not this year.
No.
Texas handled their business very, very well. And after all of that, they also went. And you remember that one time that Baker Mayfield planted a flag in the middle of midfield?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Texas players brought out a Baker Mayfield jersey, put it at midfield, and then planted a flag in the middle of that jersey. And so that was very premeditated. Clearly, like, that was something that was
they had it ready
for them.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, obviously OU alum and Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback, was asked about that. This was his response.
Paid attention to what happened in the Oklahoma game yesterday, but they planted your jersey midfield and stuck a flag through that. What's up with you catching some strays there?
It's just kid from Austin, Texas, that went to Oklahoma and won his last 2 Red River games and being rent free in their heads for almost a decade now. So, yeah.
So if you didn't hear what he said, it was a little bit echoey there. Not your fault, Figgy.
Just a kid from Austin, Texas.
My fault. Just a kid. She had the microphone on herself the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
I point the microphone to him.
Yeah. Right.
So basically, yeah. Said,
just a kid from Austin, Texas who's living rent-free in their minds for the last decade.
And I won the last two, when I was there, won the last two River Showdowns.
Red River Showdown. And here's the thing. He's not wrong. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's
what are you, 11 years later?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't understand why they were down there. Why'd you have to bring Baker into
it? And I don't even like the name or the term rent-free.
No, that was what I was going to add. Rent-free thing is so annoying.
I don't either. But
that's rent-free.
I don't either, but it originated from stuff like this.
Yeah.
Like, there's all the things Texas could have done.
Were y'all even there when Baker Mayfield was around?
They were in middle school.
Yeah. Number one team in the nation acted like this.
Yeah, maybe in elementary school, you know, when he did that. Like...
That's the stuff that kind of ticked me off with UT fans, man. I love UT.
Yeah.
But come on, man. Y'all got to act like the number one team, man.
Exactly.
Let's not go back to the past.
That was wild.
Yeah. One way we can go back to the past, we mentioned this yesterday, but I did want to highlight it again. For the first time since 1960, is that the past enough for you?
Yep, that's before I was born.
Army and Navy, both in the top AP Top 25. Both these teams have been really good.
Yeah.
We're setting up for
They're rocking teams.
100%. You know? Yeah. Absolutely. Some other things. Friday night, we got a fun one between Utah and Arizona State, except Utah falls. Cam Rising... Oh, much heralded return. He gets injured again in the course of this. 209 yards, 3 interceptions. It might be wraps on this cat, man. Like, he will now, he will likely miss the end. Actually, he is out for the rest of the season. He might be able to get a medical exemption.
An 8th season. He actually played as a freshman against Baker Mayfield. No, just kidding. 8th season?
He might. I think he's done, man. I think at least done in the ways of being the Cam Rising that was deeply effective for Utah. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of wild, but yeah, Utah is now in a place where they're not nearly as good as they had been expected to be. 4-2, 1-2 in the Big 12, mm-hmm. and I imagine they fall out of the top 25.
I imagine so as well. He actually, to his credit, said, "Yeah, no, I think 7 might be enough." He kind of indicated that. But here, you know what I was thinking about is in the age of the NIL, hell, cash another check. You know, that's the difference between now and back in the day, you know, 3 years ago.
Yeah, because Cam, it's not like Cam is going to do that. You remember that one NCAA commercial where you go pro and something other than sports? That feels like where Cam is going to be. I don't know that Cam's going to be a Sunday player anyway.
I'll put it this way. I'm not going to say encouraging it. I wouldn't blame him. Make another, $300,000 or whatever it is, you know, playing an 8th season, because he is a commodity. He's marketable.
But I wonder if Kyle Whittingham, if it'd be smart for him to continue to hang your hopes on Cam Rising at this point.
Yes.
In the course of that game, though, the name that you need to know was Cam Scataboo.
Who?
Cam Scataboo was a running back for Arizona State, and he helped them salt this game away. He was toting that rock. He really was doing a great job in the course of this game. 158 yards, 2 touchdowns on 22 carries, and he ended up really having the big play that burst it out and allowed them to really run this one out, 27-19. So shout out to Arizona State, who is, you know, making some waves in the Big 12 out there. They're the teams that you expected to be at the top, maybe not necessarily. Arizona State giving you a little bit of shine there.
No doubt.
Fig, this is a game that you probably don't want to talk about. You can close your ears if you would like. Oregon, Ohio State, which was the matchup of the week. You had a couple of top 3 teams meeting. And Oregon manages to just barely escape with the win. Will Howard Ohio State had a chance to maybe go down, kick a game-winning field goal.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the time is running out. They're about to run a play, and Oregon has 12 men on the field. That penalty...
Brilliant.
Penalty, obviously, is a penalty, right? But mm-hmm. then all the time that runs off the clock in that play does not come back.
Yeah.
They ultimately get to a time.
Was it 12 seconds when they snapped the ball?
Not a lot remaining.
It was like 12 seconds, and they needed to get 15 yards maybe?
Just to get into the outer banks or out of the reaches of the kicker's longest, career long.
Yeah.
Will Howard, the quarterback for Ohio State, scrambles. He tries to get down. He gets down at about 1 second, wouldn't even give you enough time to call the timeout. Clock runs out, and that unfortunately is how Ohio State loses 32-31. Ryan Day now 1-7 in matchups against top five teams.
But the story is Dan Lanning, and the I said brilliant. I think he's taken a bow for the brilliance, because what he the point is, a lot of people are speculating, and I think he addressed it, like he deliberately put 12 men on the field so they could run a play, stack their odds, improve their odds of stopping that play. All that time runs out, and so it limits the amount of time that Ohio State has to get the field goal.
I think for me, in that moment on Saturday, I was like, no way, this is just a happy coincidence for them. Dan Lanning, however, has come out, earlier today, in fact, and said, quote, "We spend an inordinate amount of time on situations, and some situations don't come up very often in college football, but this was obviously something we had worked on. You can see the result." And shenanigans. I don't believe
you call what?
Shenanigans. I was about to call something else, but I remember that we're on air. I don't believe that for a second. I think that that's the situation where, like, an author wrote something and somebody who is criticizing it is like, huh. Mm. So the kite in this, does that represent the mortality of man? The author's like, sure, yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's what it feels like Dan Lanning is doing here. I don't believe you.
Coaches notoriously are overprepared for any conceivable possibility. I'm not saying it's off the table, but you damn sure take credit. If somebody's going to call you that brilliant, that you did that deliberately, then you know, go ahead and take the credit. I'm not sure that he did that he didn't. I'm not sure. I'm with you mostly that was just a happy coincidence. But you know, all those fan boards in Columbus, Ohio, like, that's the difference between Dan Lanning and Ryan Day. Ryan Day never would have done that. They're buying it. Ohio State fans are buying it, like, because they want to jump on Ryan Day like a trampoline.
People bend over Ryan Day.
Yeah.
Like I said, 1-7 in those top five games, that is the type of stuff that might get you moved at Ohio State.
Yeah. More and how those Midwest teams doing when they go to the West Coast, huh?
Those games are just, it's a mess.
Yeah.
With those the addition of those West Coast teams to the Big Ten. How about this? You were real interested in this game, Alabama, South Carolina. Alabama narrowly escapes 27-25, a feisty South Carolina team. And really, one of the things about this game is that Jalen Milroe actively was accounted for 5 points that South Carolina scored. He had a safety in that situation where he just was, you know, lollygagging back there, and then he throws an interception in really short field that South Carolina turns into three. Really, in Alabama has not been, since that first half where they were kind of finding things in their bag of tricks against Georgia.
Yeah.
They have looked not all that inspiring. I know Alabama is, you know, 5-1. They're, you know, up there in the rankings, currently ranked 7. I don't believe in this Alabama
team. I don't either. And you know, we talked about this last week. Kalen DeBoer is finding out the hard way about, you know, that old saying in college, in coaching. You never replace the legend. You replace the guy who replaced the legend. And he's going to be that guy eventually.
Some other things that happened during the course of this. Graham Mertz is now officially out for the season. Quarterback at Florida. They lost to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And so freshman DJ Lagway is going to continue starting for that team. Good luck, Florida. That's all I got for you there.
Look, he's athletic as hell. He's not a good passer.
No.
He is not a good passer.
Not yet, at least. Yeah. We'll see if that progresses, although I don't know how Billy Napier has not really shown a really great propensity for the development that you were hoping that he would have coming from Louisiana. Penn State tight end Tyler Warren had a day. 17 catches, 224 yards,
17
and catch. A touchdown, which tied a full FBS record for tight end catches in a game. Penn State was hooping in that game. I know that was one of the games you were keeping an eye on, Fig. I did not anticipate.
Are you buying yet? Are you buying Penn State yet?
No. Nope. No. That was against USC. USC has their own problems. Penn State will find a way to fumble it. I don't know exactly how yet, but they will. Now, but good on them. Drew Aller had a really good game. 391 yards. Of course, a lot of those to Warren. But Drew Aller, the 5-star recruit, last year did not look like he had a lot. It seems like he might be rounding the corner there. Some sad news in college football. Sad news in college football. UNC wide receiver Tylee Kraft, he passed away Saturday morning after a lengthy battle with lung cancer. So UNC, you know, that whole program really was disturbed in the course of their game. Unfortunately, they lost as well. But I'm sure that this matters a lot more to that community. Died at 23 due to lung cancer. You hate to see that. And
awful.
A couple things before we go. First of all, Ole Miss. They Ole Missed it.
They did. They broke my heart.
I know it didn't. You were very happy about that.
Broke my heart.
You were very happy.
Oh, they missed
that.
But LSU might have themselves a really good quarterback.
Yeah, Grant Nussmeier, or Garrett, rather, a lot better than I anticipated. Yeah. I said that before, and I'm continuing to have to say that to new degrees. Yeah. And finally, your Ashton Jeanty update, because the running back at
what do you have,
Boise State.
105 yards? 120 yards?
More.
160?
Even more.
Not 190.
217 yards and on 31 carries with the touchdown in a oddly close 28-7 victory in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting you know, he is on pace for 2,704 yards if they go all the way through, including the conference championship game, which would in fact beat Barry Sanders' junior season in 1988. Of 2,628 yards, which would be the
that's comical.
That's the college football running record. So Ashton Jeanty, if
and
he stays on
fewer
pace,
games too, but at least one fewer,
it would be two fewer because he did it, Barry Sanders did it in 11 games.
You talk about a joke.
That's a video game. Numbers,
you
man.
Talk about a joke.
That is sick.
He's going top 10 if he goes Jeanty? That route, right? Yeah.
I'm not sure if he'll be top 10, but he'll definitely be a first rounder. I think a lot of people are looking at Jeanty that way.
I'm still Barry Sanders, 2,600 yards
That's
in
right.
11 games.
That's right. In 11 games and 37 touchdowns as well. Don't forget that. But yeah, Jeanty doing his best to try and break that record, which is still insane to think about. All right, that's your college football on a Tuesday. Hope we gave you a good taste of the weekend that was in college football. Coming up next, would anybody in this Texans brain trust, Cal, Hannah, Nick Caserio, do anything as wild as this? We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.